Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Josh Lang, Chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Our guest this morning may not be too thrilled to hear this, but we try to avoid elected officials on the program because when we have them on, they're all very expert and all professional and so forth. And so we do our best to break them down into humans. And I actually have a human with me today, so it's really good to have him. Josh Lang is the newly elected chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners. So, Josh, first of all, I want to thank you very much for taking the time. So it's great to see you, and thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Lloyd. I appreciate it. Pleasure to be on.
Josh Lang is a native.
I am a native of Bedford County, born and raised here. And then I decided, after watching the September 11, 2001 attacks, that I was going to join the United States military, put my college on hold. I served one tour with the 82nd Airborne Division, which is located at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, toward Afghanistan. And at that point, I really felt like I began to really learn what it means to give back, to have that driving purpose, which really, in my mind, led me to wanting to be involved in my community here in Bedford, to run for public office. And previous life, I served veterans on college campuses throughout Pennsylvania and across the country, advocating and working with legislatures to advance key programs and services for veterans on college campuses. And I realized after being in the military that I wanted to give back and to continue my purpose and continue working with veterans and as a team and having that camaraderie with one another. And from that point, once I graduated from college, I decided that I was going to go into the private sector. I worked a little while as a business analyst and also in the technology field, and I continued my work on with veterans and continue to be involved here in Bedford County with many community organizations.
You see what I mean? I didn't even ask Josh any of these questions, and he's already done half of my interview for me. See, this is what I mean. So this is why we avoid these people. Anyway, great job. But let me just go back. Wind this back just a little bit. I wanted to kind of start at the beginning. First of all, where did you go to high school?
I graduated from Bedford Senior High School in 2005.
You did? Okay. And where did you end up going to college?
I went to Shippensburg University.
Shippensburg, okay. Yeah, I know it well. I'm down there in 881. I've been there. So that's great. So, yes, and again, thank you very much for your service in the Army and your military career. I'm very well aware of the 82nd Airborne, and it's That's a tough outfit. So you're very well served, and the country was very well served having you there. When I first met you, I had just moved to Bedford, and you were running, I think, for the state representative's seat.
That's correct.
And I think that was literally the first time I met you. You came to a church dinner, as I recall, and held your hand out and gave me a card and said, vote for me. And then, of course, after that race, you decided to run for the commissioners. So what drew you to this particular job as the commissioners? Did you think you could really do something here?
Absolutely. I mean, it became very relevant to me when I had so many members of the community ask me and encourage me to run for county commissioner. And I always believe in following the Lord's word and His will and guiding me in those decision-making processes. And I really felt like I was called to serve here locally, and it was just a a great year going out and meeting with people. I heard that time and time again. A lot of residents felt very disconnected with the local government here, and that's one of the things that I'm working on reining in to continue to make myself available to the public. Here in the future, we're actually going to be having some town halls, and I think that will be a popular thing to allow and provide a forum for residents to voice their concerns, and as well as the commissioners to provide updates on what's happening at the county level. But I always said, after serving, doing a lot of the service I had with veterans, that I wanted to live a life of public service, and I'm doing that now, and I've always been one of those individuals that's very determined. If I set my mind to it, I'm going to go out there and make it happen, because I felt, again, that I was called to this position. People wanted me to serve in this capacity, and I'm looking forward to over the next 4 years to doing that.
Well, that's a great objective, and I was kind of curious about something else. You said you're going to do a town hall. How is that going to work? Are you going to go out to the townships and the boroughs? And
so right now we're finalizing a lot of the meeting locations as well as the time frame for having these town halls. We're looking at having them quarterly, but we're also looking at having our regular meetings at different locations throughout the community. I think the better that we get, more that we go out and actually visit these townships, for example, the senior centers, the township buildings, schools, that we can provide a way, easier travel for a lot of people to come and see us at these municipalities, but it also makes us available as commissioners.
Well, you know, when I moved here from the eastern part of the state, the local county there, Delaware County, did this routinely, and I cannot tell you how effective they were. People felt, for the first time, they were really connected to their county commissioners, especially when they went to an outlying county, which may have been a few miles from the county courthouse. And, you know, they didn't want to come. It was too far away and so forth. And so the county came to them. And I think that was a tremendous way to connect. It did a lot for those commissioners, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Yeah. And it educates people on what's happening at the county level. You know, we can talk about what do county commissioners do and what do we provide at the county level. I think those are things that serve as a great educational purpose.
We've got an incredible embroiled election process as we speak this morning. Of course, nationally, doesn't affect us directly here. Well, it does affect us directly here, but you know what I mean. There's no one running for president, I believe, from Bedford County at the moment. So, well, maybe another time. But people see this on television, and I think they begin to see, well, gee, maybe all government's like this. And that's not been my observation here in Bedford County. You people seem to be pretty grown up when you do things here. So what is one of your objectives for the county commissioners? I mean, you said you thought that we were a little disconnected before. And what could make them more connected, do you think?
Well, one of the things that I really campaigned on was listening to constituents. I spent my first 3 months going around to all these offices in the county, in the courthouse, primarily out to the jail, and making myself available to the department. We just recently had our first department meeting, very successful. I think the more that we listen to the people, our county employees, as well as constituents, the better position that we're in. So one of my main objectives is there's all these issues, there's all these things that we talk about, and I want to avoid them being over into the cloud and never actually getting addressed. We have to have some traction, have some momentum. I think I bring a new level of energy here to the courthouse. I know it's a kind of an inside joke. People see me bouncing around and going from place to place, but I think that's what people elected me for, is to really make a difference. So one of the things I'm doing right now is putting a lot of that stuff on paper. And one of the things we talked about at our department meeting was to actually start working to develop a strategic plan, an annual strategy of how we're going to work to address these. And then the next year, what's the next year's strategy, so on and so forth. And I think from a branding perspective, we got to develop a mission statement, a vision, what is our purpose as a county, and start prioritizing all these things that we want to accomplish, things that people have told us that are important, from inmate programs out of the jail to having town halls to having veteran events, having all these different things that of ideas and things that people have discussed is putting it on paper, start prioritizing, start taking incremental steps to addressing these concerns and having actionable steps to doing so. You know, resources are limited, funding's limited, we understand that, but none of this stuff really is going to ever happen unless we actually get a realistic plan together to move Bedford County in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, it's interesting you're saying this because unless you have a need for the county or the courthouse, your chances are high as a citizen, you're not really going to come in this building for anything. And one of the needs you want to avoid is avoiding the courthouse for obviously prosecutorial reasons. But there are a lot of services here in the courthouse I think people don't realize. For example, when I got here, being a Navy vet, I didn't realize that there was a veterans office here. In fact, I can't recall a courthouse with a veterans office. Maybe there is one. I don't know. But this one is very, very visible. It's down here on the first floor. You walk in, that's the first thing you see. So it was kind of good to see that there was a little connection for me, you know, being the old vet I am, to see that kind of service. So what other kind of services can I expect to see in this building? I mean, obviously you have the Treasurer's Department, you pay your taxes, mm-hmm. but what other kind of things you might
see? Well, I'm glad that you actually mentioned that about veterans, because one of the things that we did this quarter that I brought to Barb Checkey, who does a phenomenal job, her and Deb in that office just do a phenomenal job helping our veterans. But one of the things that I was noticing that we might have been missing a little bit is how we outreach to veterans. And I think that's going to be part of our strategy going forth is outreach and communication. And one of the things that I brought to her attention is the U.S. Department of Military Affairs actually has a program where you can request the names and addresses of veterans who have returned that year. So we've received confirmation that we're going to be receiving that list now, which is going to then in turn allow Barb and the Veteran Affairs Office to provide outreach to individuals who are returning home. What is your benefits? What's available in the community to help you? Some of the other things that we are doing in that office, too, down the road is actually having a veteran outreach event. From what I understand, that's the first of its kind. It's going to be May 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bedford American Legion. Some other things in the county that some individuals might not be aware of is we do offer individuals the ability to get their hunting, their fishing license, small games of chance permits. That's within the treasurer's office. So I do encourage people to come to the county to do that. I mean, we keep taxes very low. We're one of the lowest in the state, and I think it's important that we keep that as low as possible. But in order to do that, we also have to look at ways of generating new revenue. Individuals can actually, in a register recorder's office, can register their DD-214, their military discharge paperwork, in case a family member needs to receive that after a veteran has passed away for funeral and burial benefits that veteran's entitled to. You can also register your deeds. She also, in the register recorder's office, also works with wills. We also at the county level have the Planning Commission, which is involved in an array of different things, different planning documents, and helping municipalities with planning different projects and things of that sort. We have various pots of money from liquid fuels, which assists municipalities with road improvements. We have Act 13 money from the state that as a result of the impact fee that the state has on the Marcellus shale industry, and we receive so much money that helps with greenways, and that really assists with one of our main projects that we're looking at right now is the Pike to Bike project coming in the future.
Our guest is Josh Lang, and Josh is the chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners, and when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about his specific plans for what he's going to do in the county for the next few years as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. All the way back to Ben Franklin, Americans have known that well-informed decisions save grief, time, and money. At Thomas, we believe it's our job to share everything we know to help you be well-informed about your transportation choices. You're going to save some grief by learning about prudent financing that works in your favor, not ours. You're going to save time with our Real Cash for Your Car policy that accurately determines your trade-in value. And you're going to save money with our upfront and transparent pricing. What's in it for us is more completely satisfied customers who return for their next car and refer their friends to us. Learn about all of our Thomas 7 Steps to Savings by visiting Thomas Subaru in Bedford now during the Subaru Share the Love event. You'll get a great car, Subaru will donate $250 to selected charities, and best of all, you'll be making a well-informed decision. We think Ben Franklin will be pleased. Thomas Subaru in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years.
At the turn of the 19th century, Bedford was a small but growing frontier town in the southwestern Alleghenies. The opening of the West had begun, and along with it were families eager to start a new life. Among them was Demetrius Gallitzin, an unassuming but dynamic Roman Catholic priest whose mission was to evangelize the region for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Father Gallitzin was eager to form a new church in this bustling town called Bedford. With the assistance of some willing Catholics, in 1816 he established a new parish called St. Thomas the Apostle. The new church on East Street at the end of the borough was small but functional. Years and two more church buildings later, St. Thomas the Apostle would grow to a major moral and community force in Bedford. Next May, St. Thomas the Apostle celebrates 200 years of continuous and faithful service to Bedford County. We hope you will join us in celebrating this significant bicentennial with the parish family. St. Thomas the Apostle, serving Bedford County since 1816.
This is Mary Pat Bean of Bean Creative Design, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have rejoined Josh Lang, who is the chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners, and I wanted to remind you that today's program is being brought to you in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, just visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And as long as we're speaking about websites, if you'd like to hear this program again, with Josh, and maybe you'd like to go home and play it over and over and over again, you can hear Josh again if you just go to bedfordcountyspeaks.com. We have this program archived on our website. You're a young man compared to some of the old codgers like me who have been in this office running for commissioner or being a commissioner. You're probably one of the younger people that have had this office, I guess, over the several years.
If not the youngest.
Maybe the youngest.
I'm not sure.
So that's good. We have a little youth, and that's why you say you called it bouncing around. You know, that is good, and I think that does add energy to the building. Aside from the town halls, which, by the way, is just a superb idea, and I can't wait to go to one and see how you guys do it. Are there any other things specifically that you want to do, like in the next maybe 12 to 18 months, that kind of on your hit parade?
Certainly. One of the things that came to light to me is, you mentioned a lot of people might not know about what the county offers, and one of the things that I'd actually like to get more involved in is scheduling some time throughout the year. We're a little short on time maybe for planning this year, but maybe next year in 2017 is actually to open up the building as a resource type of fair, where we would actually promote the services that we do have at the county, where people can understand some of the things that we're providing, but also other resources out there in the community, and invite them in. I think from my perspective, we could definitely do a lot better job at working with some of these other resources that are out there and just letting people know this is available to you. You know, a lot of the things are free of charge for people, and we want to definitely work to promote that a lot more.
Am I seeing kind of maybe a trade fair for the public? You know, they come in and see what you do and
something
maybe
like
a little
that.
Setup showing, you know, here are the vets, here's the treasury, here's the whatever.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, I think the ideas are limitless with that, and I think we can do a lot of things to promote the things that we do have at the county. You hear time and time again from the youth and being young myself of you hear there's nothing to do here in Bedford County. Maybe that's something that we can work to address. Right. Maybe that's something that we can promote, the things that are out there. There's a lot of recreation and tourism spots. And I know one of my main objectives is to reform our website that is more responsive to our public so they actually have a place to go to see things that are happening, where we can put out press releases, where we can promote the trails and the recreation spots in the county, and further allow individuals to access information that they might not have to come into the courthouse. They might be able to do that at the leisure at their home. Those are all things that I think that we have to work on to address to really come forth with that. More internally, some of the things that I'm looking to do is reforming some of our employee programs to include wellness and safety, and looking at all of our policies to fine-tune a lot of that information, to provide training and looking at ways that we can further advance our human resources department at the county level. Fiscally, I'm looking at a lot of different things, from how can we turn over the stones where we can save taxpayer money, looking at ways that we can do things better. I mentioned I was a previous business analyst, and one of the things that we would do is look at organizational gaps and, sure, and deficiencies within the organization. Those are a lot of the things that I'm doing to track that information, to look at ways that we can improve upon how our processes are handled, how we can save money, how we can manage our assets and our resources and all these things.
Let me ask you something about that. You know, people always talk about taxes, especially if someone's trying to get elected. I think the average citizen, at least I'm speaking for myself, you don't mind paying taxes if you think you're going to get something for it, mm-hmm, or if you see some visible realization of the tax-paying process. Mm-hmm. I know you got bridges, but is there anything else that we could actually see with our own eyes saying, boy, I'm really glad to be a taxpayer here in Bedford County because...
Well, I think that's a good point, Lloyd. I think that's one of the things we have to provide a little bit more transparency, yeah, on. And one of the things that I'd actually like to get to the point is actually having an annual report that shows taxpayers how their dollars are being spent. And that's a realistic conversation we have to have, is how are we spending taxpayer dollars the best that we can, and showing the tangible results as a result of that, and putting that information out there. I've talked to to piggyback off the town halls, one of the things that I actually like to do is a state of the county type of address, where we'd actually invite the public in to talk about those things of, well, this is the money that we had from your taxes, from your property, and that's the majority of tax money that we get from individuals, and showing them we had this amount. Here's how we spent your money, so that we can actually show them. And we have to have that conversation of, is there a better way to spend that money? But, tangibly, I think that is what people are looking for when they get something for what they're putting in. We have to articulate that a lot better.
I think the federal government does a terrible job at this, because we pay all these taxes, their income tax, and oftentimes it's not transparent. It just sort of, it's sort of airlifted away from our paycheck, mm-hmm, and we never see it again. But one of the good things about the county is you actually get a bill, so you know what you're paying. And if someone could actually see what the taxes are for, so your idea about bringing them in and showing them the parts and the bolts and things of what you do here is probably a pretty good one.
Right. And I mean, there's people that would never have to visit this courthouse that's still paying on property taxes. So we have to have that discussion of, well, are we reaching everybody? Is everyone having some sort of return on investment, mm-hmm, of putting money forth? So I think that's a valid point that absolutely we have to look at.
And let me get this straight. In Pennsylvania, we have interstate highways, we have state roads, and we have township and borough roads. But there's no such thing as a county road. Is that so?
Right. We're in charge of bridges.
And just some bridges.
Some bridges, not all the county bridges. I don't. There's roughly 40 mm-hmm, bridges in the county.
Right. So we can go and look at the bridge and say they're...
Well, I think that's part of the thing, too, that, I'm a very strategic thinker, and one of the things that I'm looking at and us as commissioners have discussed is, We have built some funds of money up. We receive so much money from the state for bridge improvements. It's not a lot, but we've built it up over the years that now we're at a point where we can look at how can we spend that money. So we're working with our engineer, Lehman Engineers, currently to develop a plan of how we want to address the bridges at the county level. And I think that's important, is actually having a plan going forth. So we're moving forward on that. We're going to be continuing those conversations to ensure that we're addressing the needs of taxpayers to the best possible way that we can.
Our guest is Josh Lang, Chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners, and we're having a good time talking to Josh, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks, and my name is Lloyd Roach. Josh, the number one business, of course, in Bedford County is agriculture, and is there anything the county does that's directly connected to what the farmer does here?
Well, certainly we have the clean and green rates individuals can elect to enroll into the Clean and Green program, which ultimately is going to reduce their taxes that they're paying. So that's one program. You also have some various agencies out there in the community, your Penn State Extension mm-hmm. office and your conservation district as well, that are involved in numerous programs that are serving our community. We're pretty active in the Farm Bureau, so we definitely invite individuals from the farming community to voice their concerns, and we can work forth to address some of those things that they're experiencing.
We just have a few minutes left, and I kind of want to get into one other thing I wanted to mention. I go to several of your meetings, as you know. The guy shows up in the front row there, and I go because I find as a citizen it's very interesting to see what's going on, and I've been very pleased to see that you and the other two commissioners seem to get along very well. And I think that's very critical to an efficient government. So it's probably due to your leadership that makes sure everybody doesn't fight. But I've seen counties where that is not the case. And it's really good that you have a good relationship here.
Well, thank you. One of the things that wasn't done real well is I think coming into it, I noticed that we could communicate a lot better. So one of the things that I started to do was we actually meet regularly, staff meetings, if you will, to discuss these issues, working towards prioritizing them. I have a tracker sheet of all these things that people have brought to my attention just to keep them on paper. And we work through them, and we talk about them, and we have that good flow of communication. Yeah. I think part of it's we're all veterans, so we tend to get along a little bit better. But you're right. I've asked people that have been here for a little while about past boards and their feedback on that. And there's been boards in the past that haven't got along, so I'm happy that we are. That's critical to running a government.
I mean, some of them are pretty outrageous. I've been to ones literally where one of the commissioners sits in another part of the room away from the other two. It's that coccyx. So to see you all get along and you seem to enjoy each other, and that's terrific. Well, we just we're almost out of time here. If I missed anything, you brought a long list with you here. You just see the list. He's very efficient, Josh, here. But is there anything we missed that you wanted to cover?
Well, I just give a few different updates here. I mentioned the veteran event that's going to happen May 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bedford American Legion. We have a new GIS person here at the county. We're looking to advance our capabilities of promoting things and providing map capabilities here at the county level. Kudos to our drug task force this past quarter mm-hmm. who really helped to put some people who were doing some terrible things in our community away. I give a lot of credit to them for their effort, that collaboration, and to all the people who really helped with Winter Storm Jonas and that emergency management effort, all the people that were involved in that. So definitely the community and the county thanks you for that. We have the Pike to Bike. We just elected approved all the members of the steering committee for that. We're going to be having some meetings coming up here and moving forward with the master plan update. I think that's going to be a great thing for the county from an economic development standpoint to bring in more visitors and tourism into the county. And I just want to thank you again for allowing me to be part of Bedford County Speaks. It was a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, and really great to have you. And again, thanks to Josh Lang, Chairman of the Bedford County Commissioners, for joining us. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310. WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.